Let's take our Bibles and look together in Luke chapter 2. My text today is from verse 25 down to verse 35. And I want to speak with you about Christ, the consolation of Israel. Here we have Mary and Joseph that have brought the Christ child to the temple to fulfill the law concerning the male child that at the eighth day was to be circumcised according to the law. And here now they encounter a man named Simeon. Verse 25 begins with, "And behold," wherever you see that in Scripture, that is to get our attention that what is about to take place is something extraordinary. Behold.
Ndeno akuyambani mawoti ndipo taonani. Atakati taonani, ndekuti pali chinthu china chofunikira kwambiri, chopatsa chidu chapadera dera chimene anthu akutenga ayikapo masuwa ake kuti achidziwitsitse.
It says here there was a man in Jerusalem, verse 25, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout. And here's where the title derives, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. The word consolation means a comfort. And what it is referring to here is how throughout all of the Old Testament scriptures, God had promised that the Messiah should come and deliver his people from their sins. And so here is one that was one of God's elect, who according to the promise of Scripture was waiting for the fulfillment of what the Scriptures promised concerning the Christ who should come and put away his sin debt.
Kuma panafunika wina amina kare mtontozi oletsa chivuro chija. Chivakaro chakare chonse chidalankula kuti kudzabwera Mesia amene ndiye mtontozi weniweni wa anthu. Kodwa kuti padali munthu uyu Simeoni amene Mulungu adamusankha kuti akadikirire kubwera kwa iyeyo chifukwa ndiye mtontozi wa Israeli.
And verse 26 says, "It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ."
Nimaka 26. Ndipo anamulurira mzimu woyera kuti sadzaona imfa kufira adzaona Kristu wake wa Ambuye.
Now here is a clear point that if any are to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it must be by the Spirit of God. Here it was revealed unto him this blessing that he should actually see the Lord Jesus Christ with his physical eyes before he should die. And so it is in verse 27 that he came by the Spirit into the temple exactly at that time when the Lord Jesus would be there with his parents. And we see here in verse 27 why it was that Jesus' parents and he were there. It was to fulfill the law. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, that's why Christ came, not to set aside the law, but to fulfill it. Now, there were many other male children that their parents had brought to the temple for this very purpose, that they might be circumcised according to the law. But here the Spirit directs him right to the Lord Jesus, else he would not have known. And so we read in verse 28, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes, verse 30, have seen thy salvation. What an amazing grace it is when the Lord opens a sinner's eyes to see that the Lord Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. He is that one that was prophesied and promised. And now to behold him and take him up to receive him and to bless God for him, that's the grace of God. And look how Simeon confesses the Lord Jesus. He says in verse 30, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. This Christ child come in the flesh is none other than God the Father's salvation, how he has purposed to save sinners.
Now,
even though he's called here the consolation or the comfort of Israel, it wasn't just for the Jews that he came. It says there in verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. That's who the Lord came to save, a people from every tribe, nation, and tongue, for whom he is that consolation.
Nditontozo chamantundu yonse ya anthu osati aisraeli okha chikwa verse 31 ndi 32 ikunena kuti chimene mudakuonza pamaso pa anthu onse kunatonza mitundu yonse ya anthu okhala pa dziko lapansi kuwunika kukhale chivumbulutso cha kwa anthu a mitundu ndi ulemerero wa anthu anu aisraeli.
And verse 33 tells us that Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Even though Christ had been given to them that they might be his earthly parents, yet it was revealed unto them that this child was not theirs. This was God's child. This was God's Savior. And how God had purposed that he should come into the world through the womb of Mary, the Virgin, that he might fulfill the law and redeem those that were under the law. All of this is marvelous to consider.
Verse 33.
And Simeon, verse 34, blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.
So again, Mai Maria amache taona uyu waikidwa akale kugwa ndikunyamuka kwa anthu ambiri mwa Israeli ndipo akale chizindikiro chakutsutsana nacho eya ndipo lupanga lidzakubvyoza iwe moyo wako kuti maganizo a mitima ya ambiri akaululidwe.
So here we have an incident that God purposed should take place in revealing to this man Simeon, who was at this time in the temple, but not for him only, but for us to ponder and consider the wonderful working of God to bring his son into this world for the salvation of his people.
Simeon kudingira kukaona ndipo zimene adaona ndikulankhula zidakatsimikiza kudabwitsa kwa Mulungu ndipo si kwa Simeon yekha komanso ngakhale kwa onse ali kudziko lapansi amene Mulungu adzatsegula maso awo kuti aone adzamulemekeza Mulungu ngati yekhayo oyenekera ulemerero uli monse ndi matamando.
Now it wasn't everybody in Israel that was waiting for this Christ to come into the world. They had the scriptures and they read them. And they knew that there would be a Messiah coming, but not this one, not in this manner, as God purposed through the womb of a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have those portions of Scripture, like in Isaiah chapter 40, and verses 1 and 2, where the Lord gave to Isaiah this word of consolation, where he says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably, that's what it is to console, to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
Chipake pomba mkota muziona kuti zinthu izi zonse zaombedwa mkota kuchokera ku buku la Yesaya chapter 40 verse 1 ndi 2 imene akunena kuti mutonthoze mutonthoze mtima wa anthu anga ata ambuye wanu patakuti ndiye ndiye mtonthozi munene inu zothokoza mu mtima wa Yerusalemu nimufulire kwa iye kuti nkhondo yoche yatha kuti kuipa kwache kwakhululukidwa kuti iye walandira mowirikiza mdzanja la Yehova chifukwa cha matchimo ache onse.
Now we know that not all of natural Israel was the Israel of God. Paul said that they're not all Israel that are Israel, but there is that Israel of God's elect that is made up of both Jew and Gentile. And that's who is addressed here in verse 1 where he says, comfort ye, my people. Who are his people? Well, those that he chose from eternity and gave to his son that Christ should pay their sin debt.
Chishimapita kwa hantu osiana siana mairu amini mulungu ada watanga chukwa verse 1 kuna kuti mutontoze mutontoze mitima antu anga wotu audena antu kawa amina ada sankindwa kare kalo chukita mirundu osiana siana yada wera ukawa fera baba chachikulu mutu jao.
That's why the angel told Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. A very specific statement as to who Christ came to save. Not everybody, but his people, those that the Father gave him. When it says there in verse 2 of Isaiah 40 that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, this could be nothing less than the work of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to fulfill the law on behalf of his people and laying down his life, and therefore their sins are forgiven. The warfare is over. Any condemnation is put away because of Christ and his death. When it says there, she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins, that's a manner of speaking to say that that punishment has been completely filled or fulfilled, finished in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. So complete was his work on behalf of his people, that when he had finished the work there at Calvary, there remained nothing but God's righteousness and justice to impute to everyone for whom Christ paid the debt. It's finished. So this would have been, coming back to my text in Luke 2 and verse 25, this would have been the consolation that this man Simeon awaited, the fulfilling of this. Like Abraham, where Christ said, he saw my day and rejoiced. Those that were taught of the Spirit, that were God's elect, they looked to the fulfilling of this work of the Lord Jesus. And now, right before his eyes, he beholds this one who came in the flesh and would accomplish that consolation on his behalf. This is why the Spirit drew Simeon at this time and this place, because God had purposed that he should know the Christ child and believe on him, see him, and receive him. This was one who had been chosen out by God's grace, and that's why verse 25 is called, it calls him, the same man was just and devout. He wasn't in himself, but it was as God set his grace upon him that he looked to the one who should justify him, and therefore in his heart was devout, that is, looking for him. Otherwise, he would have been just like the rest there in that temple, going about their business and never seen this Christ child as being that one who was the consolation of Israel. And here we see the role of the Spirit of God is to draw sinners to this one for whom the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. Christ himself said that all that the Father had given him, he should not lose one, but draw them unto himself. There was a day when I would preach through the Old Testament, and it was all about the Jews, it was all about the law, and all about the customs, but not about Christ. I was blind until it pleased God to open my eyes to see that, no, all of the Old Testament, from Genesis all the way to Malachi, is about this one, the consolation of Israel, the one who should come and save his people.
Amaona ngati Israeli chinamulo
And you can see here in these verses the specific work of the Spirit. First of all, to reveal. That's the word that's used there in verse 26. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. And secondly, then, to draw. Thereby, in verse 27, he came, but notice, by the Spirit into the temple. There's none that can come to Christ except it be he be revealed and he be drawn.
Chifuwa mudadi mwenye verse 26 kuonekana kuti Adam ulurira Adam mzimoyera avene verse 27 ndi mzimoyera yemweyo amene Adam koka kudalo we mkachisi akakumana ndi Yesu mwanayo.
And where there is the revealing of Christ and the drawing to Christ, there will be the receiving of Christ. Verse 28, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God. That's the only way that any can know Christ or come to him. It's by the work of the Spirit. And I know that any of us in whom Christ has been revealed and our hearts have been drawn to him and we have received him, embraced him just as he is in Scripture, verse 29 is our testimony, isn't it? That now, Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. That's most important thing that we could ever hope for in this life, to have Christ revealed in us, and when he is, we're ready to depart. Not only to depart, which means to depart this world, to die, but in peace. The only way that any sinner is prepared to depart this world and face a holy God in peace is going to be through this one, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's who Christ is, come in the flesh, fulfilling the law, laying down his life, and ascending on high. He is God's salvation. When Jacob was blessing his sons back in Genesis chapter 49, before he departed this world in peace, looking for Christ alone, notice here how this is put in verse 18. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. So that goes all the way back to Genesis. That's who he is, God's salvation.
Ni kwa jaje tikaona nso kamene yakobo yembekezera kuti amwalire anadalitsana wache ndipo adalankhula mawuyo awo apa Genesis 49 verse 18 ndadikira chipulumutso cha Yehova kuti ndauza kuti zonse zidachokera kale mchipangano chakale Genesis zakuyembekezera pa chipulumutso cha Yehova kuti uchione.
The Lord Jesus is called God's salvation because salvation is of the Lord. And that's how God has purposed to save sinners. It's through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ alone. There is no salvation other than in, by, and through Him.
Yes, ndiye chipulumutso cha munthu wochimwa. Ndipo popanda Yesu Kristu wochimwa aliyense sakhala wolungama. Kodwa kuti iyeyo ndiye chipulumutso chake.
The matter of salvation from eternity was put into the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ to save that people that God gave him from all eternity. And he came and undertook it and fulfilled it. He's the author of it. He's fulfilled it. He's accomplished it exactly as God declared he should.
Yes, Christ and David Musso. Chamunthu wochimwa wosankhidwa chiyambi ndi chitsiziro chonse pache wochimwa wosankhidwa akhala mchembekezo ichi nayembekezera pa Ambuye kwa chipulumutso chake chitheka.
Therefore he is that salvation for the true Israel of God, those that God has chosen. He has saved with an everlasting salvation. Therefore he's called God's salvation.
Iyeyo ndiye chipulumutso cha Mulungu ndipo ndi chipulumutso chokhazo chimene chipulumutsa munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa ndipo popanda iyeyo munthu samapulumuka ndi chipulumutso cha Mulungu Yesu.
And we know, coming back here to my text in Luke chapter 2, that this salvation for God's true Israel was not just for the Jewish nation, those of his elect among the Jews, but also among the Gentiles. When it says in verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, there it is. Salvation is according to God's preparing, that he determined who it is who should be saved before the face of all people, all nations, is what that word means. This is what the Lord told Abraham when he called him out, that in his seed, that is, in this one who should come, should all the nations of the earth be blessed. It was for sinners from every tribe and nation that he had chosen. And that's confirmed there in verse 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles. So this one who was to come is not only God's salvation, but he is the light to lighten, to reveal himself unto the Gentiles, the nations, and the glory of, notice, thy people Israel. Those among Israel that are his people. That's the true church for whom God purposed that his son should come and fulfill all things.
Wa anthu anu. Urandaza ndi okhawo osankhidwa okondera mu fuko la Israeli iyeyo umulunguyo amakhala ulemelelo wake ndulemelelo wa mpingo wake anthu ake osankhidwa mpingo weniweni.
Where there's light, there's revelation. And so that's what we have here from the Old Testament all the way through the New Testament. He is that light that lights his people among the nations. And I thank God that's so. Otherwise, I would never know him. That's how the Lord declares him back in Isaiah chapter 42. Again, there's that word, behold, meaning now, pay attention. My servant, whom I uphold, notice, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. This is none other than his son that should come into this world as he had purposed. And he says, I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The work that he came to accomplish would be for sinners of all nations, not just the Jewish people, all nations.
And we come to
verse 6, it's clear, I the Lord have called thee in righteousness. He's speaking of his son, that it was for his righteousness' sake that he raised him up, sent him to this earth to fulfill what those that he purposed to save could never fulfill. This one came and fulfilled all righteousness, and he said, we'll hold thine hand and we'll keep thee. This was the Father that was upholding his Son throughout his whole work from beginning to end, that what Christ accomplished would be to the satisfaction of his Father's law and justice.
Yehova ndakuita na iwe mchirungamo atandaza Yesu Kristu ndi Mulungu mwe amene alechita kumpanga kumutsa kuti akhale wolungama ndipo ndidzagwira dzanja lako ndikusunga iwe atandaza ndi Mulungu amene adzamugwiriza kuti akwaniritse zonse zimene zidayikidwa kuti apulumutse ndi kupereka chilungamo kwa anthu ake ochimwa osankhidwawo.
So light is one of the names of God's Son revealed in the Old Testament and then fulfilled in the New when he came, where he said, I am the light. See, this everything Christ did was in accord with what was prophesied and promised concerning him.
Ndipo lidanenedwa kale kumbuluka mchipangano chakale koma lidakaonetsedwa pamene Yesu adabwera mthupi kuti kuoneka kumbulutso la mawu loonekera kwa munthu ochimwa osankhidwa kumzindikira.
There are many that are left in darkness in whom Christ is never revealed, but those that God has purposed to save, wherever they're found in this world or whatever time they live, God has purposed that they should see the light, just like Simeon was made to see who Christ is and rejoice in him and embrace him.
Adachita kufumbuluka na mbuye kuti amzindikire ndipo atamzindikira adaona.
Now, coming back to my text here in Luke 2, we see then in verses 33 through 35, both a promise and a warning that the Lord gave to Simeon concerning Mary.
Tifake tirabwerera kubuku lathu la Luka chapter 2 verse 33-35 tiona machenjezo onse ndi madalitso amene adalankhula Simeoni kulankhula kwa Mariya amache a Yesu.
We don't read much about Joseph after this, and sometimes people wonder, well, what happened to him, and was he one of God's elect, or was it merely Mary that God was pleased to use to bring his son into this world? But I find some comfort in reading here in verse 33 where it says, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. That word marveled is wonderment. And that's exactly the thought of our hearts as we ponder and consider how great salvation God has purposed in his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not just information, but it causes the heart to marvel. And here it says both Joseph and his mother marveled. Would that that would be the case every time we hear of Christ revealed in the Word. We marvel. We bow in humble adoration and consider just how great a Savior He is.
Koma chitonthozo tichipeza mndimaka 33, choda kuti ndipo atate ndi amache anali mkuzizwa ndi zinthu zolankhulidwa za iye. Kutanthauza kuti ndi mmene munthu wochimwa wosankhidwa amadabwira akamva nkhani yokhudza Yesu Khristu weniweni. Pali kuzizwa kudabwitsika kumene mkati mwa munthu kumadzuka utamamva za Yesu weniweni wa mmalemba.
But now here's the warning. As glorious as this is, verse 34, Simeon blessed them. So there again, there's some hope that even Joseph himself was one of the Lord's, even though we don't find much said about him afterward. We don't know how he died. But Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against.
Nifaga vesela tere for awuri ndipo Simeoni anawadalitsa iwo. Kuranda uzata yesa adari wa sankidwa mambuna wa gei Yosefe. Kumanga kere kusama kamba zina zambiri. Kurada enda kwa anja adashita chani. Kumancho sangala tanchoni mbiki sakuti. Adalandira mdalitsa uzo kila kwa murungu. Atatewa kena amache. Nati kwa Maria amache. Taona uiwaikidwa akale kugwa ndikunyamuka kwa anthu ambiri mwa Israeli. Ndipo akale chizindikiro chakutsutsana nacho.
And here's a truth that we know to be so, that when Christ is set forth from the scriptures, who he is, why he came, what he accomplished, for whom he did it, and where he is now, he is for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. It's not all that receive him. Left to themselves, they never will. They stumble. He's the stone of stumbling. And he was for many people in Israel that rejected this one that God has purposed should become the chief cornerstone. A clear example would be the difference between Judas and Peter. Here was both of them walked with our Lord, but for Judas, he was a stone of stumbling, and he fell, never to rise again. But Peter, who also denied the Lord, yet the Lord preserved him and raised him up. You can see how that expression is used for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. This is why when we set Christ forth in all his glory in our preaching, it's not everybody that will receive him. In fact, the majority don't. They stumble. They don't stumble at the popular Jesus that's being preached, but they stumble at this one as he set forth. And we would also, were it not for the Spirit of grace revealing him in our hearts and causing us to repent and turn to him as our only hope. That's the work of God. So while there is a promise here for those that God has purposed to save and we rejoice in him, yet there's a warning that there will be many, if not most, that will stumble and fall at his very person and who he is and his work of salvation that he came to accomplish. In fact, Simeon says there at the end of verse 34, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. He's speaking there about this very Lord Jesus Christ. And that word sign literally means a target at which people will shoot. They prefer their own works. They prefer to try to work out their salvation themselves, and so they shoot at, they make Christ to be that target of their evil. And yet, in all that they did unto him, they did nothing more than accomplish what God had purposed, that he should suffer and die and rise again, and thereby save that people that the Father gave him. And so, in verse 35, it's a sword that will pierce through your own soul also. This is speaking now of Mary and Joseph as they contemplate the suffering of this very child that God had purposed should come into this world, that he would indeed be a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief.
Verse 35, yauri ea, moyo lupanga lizakupyoza iwe moyo wako. Aba malankula za Yesu Kristu, nima sautso ake, udaza pedwa, atazu zidwa, dipo amalankula za zosu, zimeze zanchilikile zoawa.
You can imagine that with all the promise of who Christ is and the glory of him being brought into this world through her virgin womb, yet to mother this God child, this Christ child, would not be all sweetness and light. It came with great privilege, but also great burden.
So mkoza kuona uri mwanayo adabwera mavumburutso kwa namwali yo Maria badwa mthupi monga munthu akumana ndi zowawa zokweteka zokhumudwitsa mchoinga yo rakapulumutsa munthu ochimwa ababa akuonetsera cholinga chenicheni chobwelera iyeyo mthupira mu kuti ndiko kukabzwa zedu pakaphedwa kukazidwa kuti munthu apulumuke.
There's possibly no other human agony more than a mother to see her child, as the Lord Jesus was, rejected and suffering as he did. And yet it was necessary that it be so, because in reality this was God's child, and Mary would be brought to see that indeed this is what God purposed for his end, that he should suffer and he died as he did. That the thoughts, it says in verse 35, of many hearts be revealed. It's not what's just what pierced her heart, but when we contemplate, those of us that are the Lord's, when we contemplate who he is and what he suffered and did it on behalf of such sinners as we are, oh, how our hearts are brought low. Why me? Why should he suffer and die for such as I am? What a consolation he is, the consolation of Israel, and the Spirit of God that so worked in Simeon's heart that he should wait for this one to come. Now, we by the Spirit contemplate and look back according to Scriptures and see how he has come, the one that God had promised from before time and throughout time in the prophecies and the promises and the types and pictures of the Old Testament. Now to have him revealed in us, if that's so, I will tell you it's by the grace of God alone. Well, let's stop there for now. I pray the Lord has blessed what we've heard, and Lord willing, we'll pick up next time and see the case of another one of the Lord's that was in the temple. Her name is Anna, but we'll consider that next time.
Kwalero tiredila nabu mwepo kumano msabata ya mawa tika onanso samu ntuwina aminadali orungama aminiso adali mkajisi ndiye Ana aminadali mbegesiraso Yesu ya mweyo aminadali mtontozi wantu ochima osankidwa ndi osasankidwa. Amen.